early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today, it's part one, golf. First the yips, and now the shanks. For those few who are following professional golf over the last year, the sport has developed a bad case of the yips. Now, what are the yips? According to the Mayo Clinic, of all people, the yips are an involuntary wrist spasm which occurs most commonly when a golfer is trying to putt. Now, the yips can cause the golfer to lose confidence in his ability to perform on the putting green, and it can also spiral into a loss of confidence in the golfer's overall ability to play at a high level. The dreaded shank can then develop as a golfer loses confidence in his swing. What are the shanks? According to several sources, the shank is the most embarrassing mishit in all of golf. It happens when a golfer hits the ball on the innermost portion of the club face. Even worse, the golf ball misses the club face entirely and solidly connects with the rounded hosel, or the shaft of the club itself. Then the golf ball shoots out to the right, for a right-handed golfer, at a severe angle. It's very embarrassing. In the golf movie Tin Cup, the pro golfer, Roy, asks Romeo, his friend and caddy, why he is hitting the ball sideways. And Romeo responds, "The shanks are like a virus. They just show up." And right now, professional golf has developed both the yips and is advancing into the shanks. The sport is having a full-fledged meltdown right before our eyes. The Professional Golfers Tour, the PGA Tour, has suffered in recent years for a variety of reasons. After peaking with the tidal wave of popularity with the Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson era, both of those golfers are now in the twilight of their careers. Golf's slump began with Tiger's personal and marital problems about a decade ago. As Woods left the tour in shame to deal with his problems for a few years, the trajectory of the sport started to slide as well. Golf's popularity among young people started to wane. The cost of playing golf has always been a significant impediment in golf's ability to connect with younger people. You need golf clubs, which can cost you $500 to $1,000 for just a middle-of-the-road set, golf balls, which can cost you $15 to $30 a dozen, golf shoes for about $100, and then you must pony up about $25 to $75 to just play at one of your local municipal golf courses. For a creative cheapskate like me, you can spend a little less in all of those categories, but you get the general idea. You must make a significant financial commitment just to earn the right to tee it up at your local golf course. As a result, America's golf participation peaked at about 30 million golfers during the Tiger Woods prime time in the mid-2000s and has steadily declined about 20% to about 24 million U.S. golfers in recent years. Now that's incredibly bad timing for golf course developers too. While this decrease in golfers was occurring, another 500 new golf courses were being added to the American landscape. When you have an oversupply of golf courses and a significantly decreased demand from a diminishing number of golfers, it's easy to see why golf courses are closing up all around the USA during the past few years. Good old supply and demand, eh? But wait, there's more. With the increased cost of playing golf, many golfers have now begun to emulate the professional counterparts they see on television and play golf at a slower pace than in decades before. And this is despite the increased distances from golf clubs and golf balls. We'll have more on that in a moment. With the high cost of playing golf, it's logical to assume that some golfers might want to take a little bit more time out on the golf course. However, the average round of golf, which has traditionally hovered around 4 hours or less, has now increased to 5 or more hours today. Golf was already dealing with participation issues due to the financial commitments required. And now many golfers are putting away their clubs due to the lengthy time commitment just to play 18 holes. The slow pace of golf is being hurt by the televised tortoise-like creatures currently playing on the men's PGA and the women's LPGA tours. PGA professional golfer Jeff Ogilvy said, 30 years ago, 4 hours was a long time for a professional three ball. Now we're up to 5.5 hours on the course. Now that makes no sense to me, especially since golf's equipment and golf ball improvements have caused significant increases in distance and has turned most of the PGA's classic tournament courses into a glorified drive, pitch, and putt contest. The professional golf tours have been reluctant to hand out penalties for slow play, though. One report said that the PGA Tour has handed out only 2 penalties for slow play since 1995, 25 years ago. The European Tour has even experimented with shot clocks in golf to help speed up the game. Professional golfer Ryan Palmer said, "Players don't care about getting fined." Another one, Jimmy Walker, added, "And if you start docking guys' shots, now that's a big deal. That's how you fix it." So let's pause and review some of golf's problems we just identified. Number one, there are 20% fewer golfers than 15 years ago. Number two, golf courses are now going out of business at a record pace. Number three, the expense of golf equipment has not decreased over that same period. Number four, the cost of playing golf has increased, though. And number five, the length of time to play a round of golf has significantly increased. Now, if you think that's bad for golf, come back next time and we'll examine a possible fracturing of the men's professional golf tours as a new elite golf tour is trying to form in the next few years. If golf was a stock right now, it's time to short it. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Church next Sunday to save me from the double bogey blues.